Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The first reading today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, 15, 22 to 18, verse 1. I'll say that again. 17, 15, and 22, and then to 18, verse 1. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown God. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your poets said, for we too are his offspring. Since, therefore, we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human heart and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead." When they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, "We should like to hear you on this some other time." And so Paul left them. But some did join him and became believers. And among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. And after this, he left Athens and he went on to Corinth. Brothers and sisters, was not easy for them. They could be scoffed at, they could be mocked, they could be ridiculed, but they just kept persevering and preaching until little by little they began to gather people who wanted to hear more about this word. I've said this to you before, but once again, how important is the word of God to you? How often do you read it, ponder it, reflect on it? There are many good books out there to help you to grow stronger in your faith by understanding his word, his priorities, what he wants you to hear. Psalm 148 tells us, "Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven." Think of that. The majesty of God is above earth and heaven. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. It's a good psalm to pray often, Psalm 148. Pray it often. Praise the name of the Lord by praying this psalm. Exalt him and glorify him for what he has done. We don't even begin to understand what he has done for us. We don't have any idea what heaven is like. Please, I would say, it doesn't matter what you earn. In one sense, it doesn't matter how many degrees you have. It doesn't matter for heaven. Some degrees for this earth, yes, to help and teach people, yes. He loves you, and he wants you with him. The Alleluia verse tells us, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. So that's what we want to pray for, is the Holy Spirit come into our hearts. Just say to the Lord, Lord, help me to make room in my heart, in my life, in my daily work. Help me to make room for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And don't think that some voice is going to be heard from a great distance. But if you watch over time, you'll see how God is leading you. Be faithful. Not just jump in every once in a while and say, oh God, show me the Holy Spirit. Cry out for the Holy Spirit. But give him time. Plenty of time. Just when you think it's not going to come, it comes. Be patient and love the Lord. And the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, says this. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and give it to you. God desires to give us everything we need. It's just sometimes we're not quite sure what we think we need. What we think we need is so temporary. Something, well, that I get a good report card tomorrow, or that I get an advancement at my workplace, or that we have another child, or that whatever the case may be. But you can say, Lord, give me understanding. Give me understanding of your word. Give me understanding of your commandments. Read them carefully, brothers and sisters, the Ten Commandments. Read them carefully. I can recommend some other books at a future time, but right now, let's get out of the absolutely fast-paced track we're on. Now, sometimes because of our job, we can't right now, but as soon as you can, get out. Or take a day a week and give it to God. Or a morning, but give it to him. Say, teach me. I'll read your word. I'll read the commandments. I'll read the scriptures you're giving us for the day. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. I don't know if you know the name Kiara Lubich, who died in 2008. She was the founder and the president of the Focolare movement, From Heaven on Earth. It's a book that's really worthy of reading. And I want to share with you one portion of it to be helpful in our journey together. O Holy Spirit, we should be thankful to you so many times, and yet we thank you so rarely. Though we are consoled to know that you are one with Jesus and the Father, this does not justify us. We want to be near you. Greatest consoler, sweet guest of our soul, you refresh our lives. You are light, joy, beauty. You attract us, inflame our hearts, and inspire our thoughts. You help us to live lives committed to holiness. You accomplish it in us what many sermons would not have taught. You sanctify us. Holy Spirit, you are so gentle and at the same time strong and overwhelming. You blow like a light breeze, which few know how to listen to. Look at our lack of finesse and make us receptive to your grace. May no day pass in which we don't invoke you and thank you, adore you, and love you, listen to your voice. This grace we ask from you. Wrap us in the great light of your love, especially in our darkest hour, when the vision of this life will come to a close and dissolve itself into the next. Hearing what the Holy Spirit speaks. That means we have to give God some quiet time. Somewhere, it's not even good for you humanly. You can have a week or two that are very difficult, but if it's almost like the way my life goes, no. Ask God about your priorities. Ask God what you should do. Because as I've told you so much before, I'm praying and hoping that all of you get to heaven. I'm certainly praying that for myself, where we can meet, where we can be together. We will. That's not just a hoax. That's not just a wild story. God promised us that. If we follow him, be faithful to him, as I've said to you before, confess our sins, then even if we have to spend some time in purgatory, we will come to heaven. But oh, how much I want you to come right to heaven. I want you to live a life that's so pleasing to God. And I don't mean that means that scripture has to come out of your mouth every moment. It's your generosity. It's your kindness. It's not gossiping. It's loving others. It's seeking to meet their needs when you can. Brothers and sisters, share the gospel with them. Reach out to others. Our world right now is in kind of a chaos. We don't know who we are and to whom we belong, but we do. We really do. We belong to God. And God will take care of us, but draw near to him, please. Even if it's 15 minutes to start out, give him 15 minutes. Brothers and sisters, know that I'm praying for all of you and I will continue it. May God speak to your heart and bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.